tonight you're tuning in to Look Ma No Script, an improvised alternative story based on the pulps of yesteryear. Tonight's story is Swords of Mars, where John Carter reprises his role of hero as he vows to bring an end to the Assassin's Guild by creating a race of secret super assassins. That story is happening, but so is this one.
Declare that I am back from the multiverse, and
what would you like to be called, sir?
You know my name. I'm the one, the only John Carter of Mars.
John Carter, sir. John Carter. Hey, you, right before you left, you started a sort of Task Force Alpha sort of situation, and we built a lab, underground lab, and you said, hey, fill it with, I do declare, fill it with a bunch of assassins. And so we went and did that, and here's all the assassins for you, sir.
DJ Thoris, you're bringing a real weird energy to this conversation. I was just here to, like, have a nice, slow-down conversation. I love you catching me back up on what I asked for, but you could stop saluting me. Here, put the hand down.
No,
put it down, DJ.
We've become very militaristic in your absence. We thought you were maybe killed by rogue bandits and gangs, and we really missed you, man.
That's so nice to hear.
Which is, like, weird, because we did not expect to miss you, you know?
What?
Well, what? Like, I was pregnant and with, like, multiple children, and you were just, like, off to the multiverse, right?
It's a little bit more complex than that. I mean, there was that part where I was like, I'm going to the multiverse now, and then I went to the multiverse. So yeah. You see how it's different, right?
But you were going by, like, Tuberculosis Jones, and that was already weird. Like, I already didn't like that, and I sort of was like, is that your rapper name? Is this a real thing? And then the whole pregnancy thing. Like, I've had and lost and... children, you know, like, they've grown up. They're old, they're running around, scampering around, different ages. I don't know how I think you came back a couple times.
I've been saying. Around.
Yeah, but, like, for Christmas or, like, any sort of actual fatherly sort of stuff, wouldn't that be great?
Well, I know that sometimes I don't make it for Christmas, but I do make it for Christmas.
Ah, yes. The Yuletide season of Christmas. You are correct. In that, John Carter, I've seen you every Martian year, which is, again, in earthen years to you, a very long time. Hey, you did, and you brought gifts pretty consistently on a Christmas day. So, okay, well, do you want to inspect the assassins? Are you good with it? Look at them, standing at attention and stuff. You told me to not do it, but they're still doing it.
No, that's exactly, this is perfect.
Are they for something?
Yes. So, you know my most arch-nemesis, Air John, right? Well, I put this whole collaboration together so we could infiltrate his League of Assassins and then kill him, and then I'd be the new King of Assassins.
I'm sorry, what did you say his name was? Error John? Like an error?
No, it's just Err John. It's like my first name, but there's a in front of it.
John.
Yeah. Oh. Like, imagine you're a big old space bear, and you're like, John.
Is he a giant big space bear?
He is, yes.
Okay, that explains the constant sort of infiltration of the compound via space bear spies who are trying to steal your assassin plans, I understand.
They do stand out pretty well, but there are also some sneaky ones who can infiltrate and, you know, they get underneath our noses.
Yeah, you wouldn't think about it, but this guy right next to me, if you pull out his hat, he's been a space bear the whole time. There he goes. Go scamper.
Somebody get him. Don't just let him run off.
Any of you assassins.
Literally.
Kill that space bear.
You, the hairy one. Go get that guy.
Okay, well, that guy clearly was a space bear. And he's just... See, when they run off, it is cute, though. You see their little bear bums.
Yeah, and their little tails. Oh.
So they both will not be killed? Any other assassins in here who aren't bears? I think they're all bears. John, dear.
I'm now...
That one's a bear.
Hey, Captain. Captain, come over here. Captain. Okay, I know I can trust you. Because I know that DJ probably picked you out by hand. It's okay, you got... Okay. Now level with me. Are any other of the assassins space bears? Okay, that's what I thought. Okay, DJ, we're good. We're good. Okay.
Hey, that guy's a bear.
This guy, the captain?
That captain who I enlisted, he's a bear.
Why would you choose...
Right under my nose.
Why would you choose a bear... Unless, DJ, if I pull off this hat... Oh, no, it's you. Okay.
Yeah. It was just sort of bear ears and, like, a headband.
Yeah. No, did you go to that amusement park where they have that bear and the berry bear and berry bears?
The bear amusement park, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. On Mars. The Mars Bear Amusement Park.
Yeah. We're talking about the same one.
I know you haven't been here in a while, but that's been here a long time.
I think I'm the one who opened it.
It's run by bears. You hired all the bears to run it, yeah.
I said that we need more amusement parks, and everybody was like, does he mean amusement parks? And then they ran with it, and I'm okay with it.
Yeah, settled on bears. I think... Are there good space bears? Okay, just anybody, any of you assassins out there, just sit down... If you're a bear.
Oh, that just leaves me standing. Am I the only one who's not a bear?
Oh, you're being mauled. You're being mauled by all of your...
Oh,
no.
Oh, no.
Okay.
John Carter, my lord, my savior, the king. You could literally teleport over here.
John, I think we're trying to do the space bear things. Maybe they're not all spies? Is that what we're sort of getting mixed up here?
That might be it, because it does seem like they are quite loyal to us, and I don't think that
they killed that guy.
Yeah.
And maybe he was the spy.
I don't think that they'd betray us.
I don't think they could bear it. Hey, they could grin and bear it, but you never know.
They could. They could.
Captain, come back over here. So, okay. Is this... I did hire you, and I knew you were a bear, and I just let you have that conversation with John sort of as, like, a fun thing. Okay, so I think this is fine. I feel like bear assassins would be very effective.
Yeah. Right? No, I'm not seeing...
Against other bear assassins.
Exactly. And we could infiltrate into their whole thing, just like I wanted. What is it? Okay, he's standing on a little ball, and he's bouncing another ball on his nose. He's hating me. Oh,
it's a bear suit for you to put on. Perfect. And look and smell like a bear, and that's how you... There you go. Yes,
put it on.
That's how you get into the bear sort of ranks of the other camp, right?
Perfect. Oh,
wow, you look like a very sloppy bear, just like a very very. Loose bear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And let me try my little bear growls real quick.
I do bear Claire. How was that?
Yeah. Perfect. I think that's good. It sounded positive for bear.
Captain, why don't we load everybody up in the spaceship? We'll fly over to the moon and then we'll infiltrate the base. Well, Wow, they're all...
Look at them go.
Guys, wow. You can stop... there's a lot of you. You can stop saluting. I'm not going to stand
ease.
Here the whole time.
At ease. At ease, guys. Wow. It's fine. Two generals, though. It is an occasion, John, to have you back.
Yeah, wow.
Seriously.
All right, guys.
Go get on that thing, though.
All right.
Go do that thing.
I fly us over there, and it's really not that long of a trip. Like, I don't even think you guys need to buckle up. I land us down, and we're already here. All right.
I think, it's DJ. I didn't go on the thing because I'm sort of running operations down here. I think you should have put some sort of, like, latches on or something because you just got a bunch of zero-G bears up there. Just sort of going. Yeah. And you said, hey, don't put on
the buckles. Now I'm looking at it, and they probably should put on the seatbelts. One's on me.
Yeah, because you put it on automatically, and you're like, here we go. And
it's just habit, like, for me.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm looking through a telescope, and I'm seeing it looks like they're all sort of landing in the area that you're looking for. So are you sure you want to go in with a force that big to infiltrate? I thought we were trying to do, like, a stealth mission.
Well, it's more like, you know, so overt that it's covert. Like, you can't...
It sounds like you're being attacked or something.
Calm down,
I'll let you go.
Assassin bear. Oh, it's me, another bear. I do Bear Claire. See? That's... Yeah.
I do Bear Claire.
Yeah, you get it. Hey, where's Air John by chance? I'm here to, swear my allegiance to him.
Air John.
Right over there. Hey! Oh, yeah, no, I can see him. He's right over... Hey! Air John! Air John, come over here.
Hey, speaking bear, how can I help you? I'm Air John.
Yes, and I am Bear John. Definitely
John.
Not anybody else in a bear suit.
And I'm a bear. But I'm also a well-speaking bear, like yourself.
Yes. Nice to meet you.
And you go by Bear John?
Yeah, I do.
Ah.
Yes.
I'm Air John. Like Bear John, but without the B. Air John.
I think we're going to be quick friends, and I definitely won't betray you at some point down the line.
I like the sounds of that, my dear man. How about you shake on it with your big bear claw?
Perfect. I reach out my hand, and...
I grab your hand.
Uh-huh. And I'm squeezing it.
Squeeze it very tightly. You got a good bear handshake there.
Thank you.
Yes.
And now,
I
open up a portal to the multiverse and I push you in.
Oh.
Are you going to close the portal or?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I'm not used to that part still. DJ.
John, whoa, what happened? I got a huge reading of energy from the moon up there.
Yeah, so I met Air John, and then I pushed him through a portal, and then I closed the portal. He reminded me about that.
That explains why Air John is here.
He's there?
Yeah, you pushed him into a multiverse of the same verse just down here, but into a cell. I don't know how you did that.
So he's captured.
Yeah, he's rattling the bars back there, yeah.
Well, that's great. And so we got the bears here. They're infiltrated. The captain's going to take over. You can lead him on that. And then I'm just going to go back to the multiverse.
Okay.
Is there anything else you need?
Yes, child support, sort of any sort of emotional...
Bye-bye.
Stuff from, like, a husband or just anything, and line's dead.
Does that mean we have to see him again sometime?
Absolutely.
And he'll show up in a non-John Carter adventure?
Oh, yeah. Like, I think he's only returning to John Carter stories because he knows that he's, like, contractually obligated.
I think he derives some sort of power. He shows up on accident in front of DJ Thoris, and He's like, actually, I was trying to get these gems. But he doesn't tell her. And then he's like, bye, I gotta go into a portal. And he puts the phone down. Then he just walks somewhere to, like, grab what he was trying to get. I think that's kind of it.
Yeah.
And maybe DJ's a really good, you know, like, companion and friend and makes good lunches. And, you know, he, like, he comes by sometimes. He's like, do you do the little bento? I love the bento when you do a bento for me.
And then he takes it on the road, the metaphorical multiversal road.
The multiversal tunnel. I think it's more of a tunnel.
Yeah.
Yes. But either way, that's this Pulp Adventure. Thank you so much for listening to Look Mono Script.
Yay!
Hey! Haven't heard from old TB Jones in a while. So
yeah.
I guess he's still kicking, even though he's died. But
multiple times.
That was the definitive point of his death, right?
Yeah. Or was that like Earth 1301?
No, I feel like that was him post all of the multiversal travel, right? He comes back, he's the king for a little bit, and he's like, God, I get so bored of this. Bleh. And he just dies. That's canon to me, yeah.
Yeah.
And even probably when his mortal coil is deceased, his brain still traverses the multiversal tunnel.
Oh yeah.
He shoots his little consciousness everywhere and we have to see him at places. It's the worst. But that's going to do it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. If you have the time to leave a review, we'd love to know what you think of the show. I think a review about this specific episode would be like, oh, wow, did not expect to see John Carter again. Hate that guy. Hate you guys. Just kidding. Love you. 5 stars. And that would be the perfect 5-star review that we're looking for to explain to people why they should listen to this podcast. And other than that, it's going to do it for this week. So join us next week for more Pulp Adventures. Bye. Bye.